You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, the winter meetings are behind us. You've made the short trip back up to Baltimore area, I guess, from National Harbor, Maryland, where the winter meetings were. The winter meetings were a busy time for almost every team in the American League East, it seemed. The Yankees signing Aroldis Chapman, the Red Sox trading for Chris Sale and making a slew of moves. The Rays have even now signed Wilson Ramos. Jays have made a bunch of moves already this offseason, but the Orioles still pretty quiet, and it doesn't seem to bother Dan Duquette at all. He seems to be as patient as any front office guy in the major leagues, and they've proven that year after year. But where are they right now, you think, knowing what everyone else in the division has kind of done?
They're okay with it. Yeah. You know, they are a team that moves at their own pace, and it pretty much every indication is that they're going to continue to do that this winter. So they are trying to aggressively add a catcher. You've heard a little bit more about that in the coming days. They remain kind of in the same situation that they were with Mark Trumbo last week at the winter meetings. And they know that they aren't the Yankees and they aren't the Red Sox. And Dan Duquette and Buck Showalter talked about it last week in National Harbor. They're the Orioles. They're going to do things their way. And I know for people complaining about money and payroll, they're coming off a record-spending winter. And you look at their payroll, even if they add nobody, they're going to be, again, higher than they were a year ago. So they're right where they need to be, they feel like, and they're not going to let these outside moves kind of dictate what they do.
You mentioned adding catching. Were they at all involved with Wilson Ramos being right near where he kind of called home the last few years with the Nationals?
Yeah, I mean, they were certainly interested. But yeah. I think when you look at what they'd like to do ideally, a guy like Wellington Castro, if it's a little bit better, they want to get a guy who's going to plug a hole before Chancisco is ready. One of their top prospects is going to spend the year at AAA, or at least going to start the year at AAA. So they want to be able to get a guy on a year two max. And I think when you look at what fits them and where they would best kind of be suited in that direction, Wellington Castillo is certainly a guy who's high on their radar. He's seeking a three-year deal. I know they liked Ramos. They liked a bunch of catchers out there. They still remain cautiously hopeful that maybe they'll be able to work things out with Matt Wieters. But I didn't hear anything too strong on the former Nats catcher.
Mark Trumbo is obviously the big storyline still for this Orioles team and the hope of bringing him back. And it sounds like the best offer Trumbo has is still 4 years from the Orioles. Not sure of what the money is with that. This is starting to feel a little bit like Chris Davis a year ago. I know the Orioles don't want this to linger and last as long as that did. But on the other hand, maybe the longer it goes, the more likely it is that he does return to the Orioles.
Maybe, kind of like Chris Davis a year ago. But, yeah, that's kind of what they're hoping, that the market for Trumbo kind of falls, and he falls into their lap. And they offered him a four-year deal. The two sides were okay with the length, but I think Trumbo's camp wants more money. It's rumored to be in that $75 to $80 million is what they're looking for. And that's a little much. It's going to spread the Orioles very thin and not enable them to do some of the other things they wanted to do. Because even if they do go out and they get Mark Trumbo, they still want to upgrade that outfield defense a little bit. They still really want a left-handed bat. They need a catcher, as I mentioned. There are things that they need to get done. And they've got a lot of guys like Zach Britton, Manny Machado, Chris Tillman that are going to get big raises in arbitration. So they feel like they made the best offer they could. Now they're going to wait around and see how it plays out. Keep in mind, Trumbo's got that qualifying offer attached to him, too. So a lot of times, those guys are really hurt by that. And if they wait around too long, then that's how the Orioles have been able to scoop up some of these guys, like a Nelson Cruz a few years ago.
How careful do they have to be? And I guess it sounds like they've kind of made their offer and they're just going to wait. But if they did think to raise it a little bit, how careful do you have to be not to start negotiating, or not negotiating, but kind of dealing with yourself? If you're the only team that's given that offer and he's wanting more, you want to wrap it up, but you don't want to be bidding against yourself.
Exactly. And I think that's how they felt with Chris Davis. And they just ended up waiting and waiting and waiting. And then ownership really wanted him and they paid him. And could they have paid him $20 million less? Probably. When you look at the fact that there really was no market out there and Scott Boras wouldn't even comment on the market outside of the Orioles at the Chris Davis signing. So it seems like with Trumbo, there's a little bit more interest. The money isn't nearly the astronomical figure that Davis's camp was seeking. So I think there is some interest, but you're right. You got to be careful this time of year. Mark Trumbo is a very good player, but he's coming off of a career year. So you don't want to pay him thinking that he's going to give you the year he gave you last year for the next 4 years. That's just not going to happen.
You mentioned adding more outfielders, and they actually added a couple of outfielders in the Rule 5 draft. Oftentimes, it's kind of a afterthought of the winter meetings on Thursday morning, but the Orioles take a couple of guys, Anthony Santander and Anuari Tavares, two outfielders, which is interesting because with Rule 5 picks, you have to keep these guys. If you're going to keep them, they have to stay on your major league roster for the entire year, which doesn't seem like a likely thing with two outfielders. Is this a case where you bring these two guys into spring training, you see what you have, and maybe you hold on to one of them and return the second one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's a gamble, and they're trying to see what they have. And I think when you look at a guy like Santander, who they got from the Indians organization, he's never played above Class A. He's only 22 years old. So they think that there's ability there with his bat. He's a switch hitter. They want to kind of get a look at him. But he's probably a longer shot, I would think, right now than a guy like Tavares. Tavares played in Boston, AAA and AA. So he's been a little bit closer to that level of competition. They like his speed. They like his defense. He runs very well. And he was an Eastern League All-Star on a very good AA Portland team. So I think when you look at these two guys, they're trying to add depth. And this doesn't change the fact that they need outfielders at the major league level. But they have been successful in years past that Rule 5 draft, T.J. McFarland, Ryan Flaherty, just last year with Joey Rickard. So they're trying to strike gold again and see what they have. And these two young kids have a lot of upside. They're both in very good systems, and these teams couldn't protect them. So now the Orioles get a fair look at them.
Yeah, and Joey Rickard was obviously tremendous early in the season. Reality kind of set in a little bit, but he was able to hang around, and now the Orioles in 2017 can send him down to the minors and kind of continue to work on his development, and you hope you can do that again. It's a great way to add depth. That's certainly true as far as the Rule 5 draft. One more thing I wanted to talk to you about, Brittany, was the whole Jose Bautista situation that came on late in the winter meetings, where basically Dan Duquette saying that they weren't interested in Jose Bautista because the Orioles fan base doesn't like him, which is funny. And I thought it was interesting that Duquette actually went out and he said it numerous times. This wasn't just like a throwaway line. Where did this come from? Because I can't imagine that it's actually true.
No, I mean, they can't afford him, one. Two, right. He's old, and three, he doesn't really fit what they're looking to do. I think Dan Duquette had some fun with it, kind of tongue-in-cheek, saying that fans hate him, which they do. He's not popular in Baltimore. He's not popular in many markets outside of the current team that he's on, I think. But, you know, it obviously sparked a lot of headlines, made for a lot of interesting fodder. But certainly, if he was a guy that the Orioles thought that they could afford that was going to make their team better, and was batting fifth wearing the black and orange, fans would embrace him and support him. So it was fun. Duquette continued to say it. You know, fans hate him. He's a villain. I kind of asked him, well, what if that villain's price range drops? He laughed and said, maybe we'll have to ask the fans. So it was kind of much ado about nothing, but certainly an interesting headline, probably the biggest headline for the Orioles at the winter meetings last week.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny just because it's Dan Duquette, who you never think of as the guy that's going to come out and say something like that. Like, he's usually
exactly. So
keeps everything close to the vest, doesn't say anything, and then he comes out with that one, which was certainly funny and entertaining. All right, that's going to do it for another edition of MLB.com Extras. This has been our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.